The Israeli military seizes control of the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt amid talks of a ceasefire. And Boeing faces another delay as its Starliner's mission to space is scrubbed at the last minute. The Morning Rundown starts now.
From the Straight Arrow News Studio, bringing the stories that matter to you from across the United States and around the world. This is the Morning Rundown.
Today is Tuesday, May 7th. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lauren Taylor. The Israeli military has taken control of the Rafah border crossing in Gaza, which sits between the war-torn territory and Egypt. The move by the Israeli forces comes hours after Hamas said it agreed to a ceasefire proposal. Israel sent tanks into Rafah as part of its ground offensive. Israeli officials called it a limited operation aimed at destroying Hamas targets. While this does not yet appear to be the full invasion of Rafah that Israel promised, the Israeli army says that it is carrying out targeted strikes in the eastern portion of the city. Israel says most people have evacuated from the area of the crossing after it sent out a call for them to move to an expanded humanitarian zone about 12 miles away. With Israel taking control of the border crossing, it's unclear where the prospects of a ceasefire stand. Hamas said Monday it had informed mediators from Qatar and Egypt that the group has accepted their ceasefire proposal. In response, the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the deal fell short of Israel's demands. However, Israel has agreed to send a delegation to Cairo today to meet with negotiators. As we reported Monday on SAN.com, Columbia University has canceled its main commencement ceremony after weeks of pro-Palestinian protests on campus, with the university official citing security concerns. Columbia said it made the decision after speaking with students, and the university has decided to focus on smaller ceremonies for the university's colleges. More than 200 protesters have been arrested since demonstrations began on the Ivy League campus. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responded to questions about the cancellation during Monday's press briefing.
It is unfortunate that a small group of people went too far and cost their classmates this important event. We've talked about it many times from here. When it comes to commencement day and when it comes to speaking at commencement events, this is something that the president has done for some time now, and he understands that this is a moment of joy, a moment of celebration. And we feel for them. We feel for each of the graduates.
Pierre repeated President Joe Biden's words from his White House address last week that protests should remain peaceful. House Speaker Mike Johnson released a statement Monday calling out the university's president and administrators, saying they have, quote, displayed a shocking unwillingness to control their campus. Johnson called on the board to appoint a new president. The speaker, meanwhile, is facing calls in Congress for his removal. Johnson met with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for nearly 2 hours on Monday. Greene has been vocal about forcing a vote to oust Johnson from the speaker position. Johnson called for their meeting and called it productive. The two are set to continue talks today. Week four of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York began Monday with the judge fining Trump again. Judge Juan Merchan ruled Trump violated the gag order that prohibits him from discussing the jury or witnesses in the cases, fining him $1,000 for remarks made during an April 22nd interview after the trial began. This comes after Trump was fined $9,000 last week over nine previous violations. Merchan warned Trump that further violations could lead to jail time. The judge admitted that putting the former president in jail is the last thing he would want to do, but added he has a job to do. Trump later responded to the judge's comments outside the courtroom, saying the U.S. Constitution is more important than jail, and he'll, quote, do that sacrifice any day. Before the proceedings ended on Monday, the prosecution told the judge their case would likely take another 2 weeks. A U.S. soldier was detained in Russia on criminal charges last week, according to Army officials. Officials say the soldier, identified as Staff Sergeant Gordon D. Black, is being accused of theft. Black's mother says he was visiting his girlfriend at the time of his arrest. According to the Army, Black was in the process of switching stations from South Korea to Texas when he traveled to Russia on his own without official permission. This incident comes as tensions continue over other detained Americans in Russia, including former Marine Paul Whelan and journalist Evan Gershkovich. Both are being held on espionage charges. Gershkovich's trial is set for June 30th. The U.S. continues to advise citizens against travel to Russia due to security concerns. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft faced another setback Monday night as a planned launch was halted due to a valve issue in the rocket just hours before liftoff. The two veteran astronauts on board were preparing for takeoff when the launch was called off. This test flight marks Boeing's first manned mission intended to ferry the astronauts to the International Space Station. NASA and Boeing are now targeting a new date no earlier than Friday to try again. However, if a valve replacement is needed, the launch may be delayed further. Finally, this morning, the annual Met Gala was held Monday night in New York City. As it does each year, the fundraising event brought out a slew of celebrities, each dressed in a unique outfit specific to the theme of the night. And this year's theme was Garden of Time. The gala was hosted by Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour, with celebrity co-chairs Jennifer Lopez, Chris Hemsworth, and Bad Bunny. The event, where one ticket costs $75,000, raises money for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. The event kicked off the museum's latest costume exhibition, titled Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. Last year's gala raised nearly $22 million. These are your top stories for this Tuesday. You can get the latest unbiased straight facts anytime by downloading the Straight Arrow News mobile app. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, I'm Lauren Taylor. Have a great day.